Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Yesterday, I found a matching tracksuit in my wardrobe. Pretty daggy, like, you know, your cotton.
Oh, yeah, it was like some cream-looking colour.
Yeah.
It actually looked like you were in, like, a jumpsuit from prison.
Cell Block C. It totally did. Yeah. Anyway, as I'm leaving, I realised our big boss from Sydney, like our big, big boss of the whole network.
I think we get it. Yep.
No, I'm just trying to set the scene for, like.
Isn't he from Melbourne?
Oh, yeah, is he?
It doesn't matter.
How are you going? Do you not even know where company headquarters is?
So anyway, the big boss.
Oh, the big boss. Like, well, we have a big layered hierarchy here.
Okay.
So we go right to the top of the hierarchy.
Okay, really?
We got
and
it.
He's there, and I tried to, like, not make eye contact. And he's like, Beck, come in for a chat.
You know, then, the good thing is? He knew your name.
Yeah.
That's true, the start.
True. He goes, hand me your fob. you're not coming in tomorrow. No. But I was like, oh, no. Because, and then, you know how I get, you know, with anyone, celebrities, anyone in authority, I become a bit rambly and I'm like, oh, hi. I'm wearing a tracksuit. I don't usually dress like this. It's just that we're doing a tracksuit for the show. And he's like, come in, sit down. And you know, I don't know about you, and it might be a female thing. I get my confidence from my appearance. So if I walk into a meeting, I'm wearing a blazer, a little bit of makeup, nice blow dry. I feel confident. My hair was greasy. It hadn't been washed. I had no makeup on. I'm in this matching tracksuit and I'm sitting down with the boss and I'm fidgeting and I don't know if I'm going to be here for much longer.
What? Because of what you're wearing?
I just was very lacking in confidence.
Do we need to help find a way for you to develop your confidence and your self-esteem from internally?
So that
it can actually strengthen your character?
You're saying if you were dragged, so you're wearing your grey male tracksuit pants today. If he dragged you in and had a chat, you wouldn't be like, oh, God, I'm
Well, remember last
boss
year we were in Melbourne.
Oh, my God, you were in yoga pants.
Yeah, comfy. Relax.
You were in a drop crotch yoga pants.
Yeah,
that was the first time you'd ever met him.
Yeah.
And you didn't care.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
I have some lessons to be learned from you.
You need to look at the inside, right? Take a leaf out of Travis Boak's book, I Am Enough, right? I am enough. And then you can build yourself from the inside out.
I am enough.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I was perusing Facebook Marketplace.
No.
And a little item popped up in Adelaide, and I would like to draw it to your attention. It is Archie's men's size 14 navy thongs worn by well-known Adelaide personality have been rinsed. Good to know. They normally go for $35, selling for $20. Oh, here's the entry, because you lost your Archie thongs. You left them in the car park. Someone's picked them up and put them on Marketplace.
Archie's men's size 14 navy thongs worn by well-known Adelaide person. That is absolute crap. Who's Melissa Shurambo?
I don't think you're supposed to read the name out.
Well, she's the one who stole my thongs. I'm reading her bloody name out. It says Melissa Shue, like S-H-U-E.
Oh, but
Rambo.
Her name's Shue, though. Maybe it's an alias because she sells shoes.
Mm.
So this is the person that stole my Archies.
So
get stuffed, Melissa Shue. How do we contact her? You understand
this
stuff.
Do you know what, though? I reckon she's gone unders with $20 because there are a lot of foot fetishes out there that probably want to lick them.
Have a look. This is legit, isn't it?
They're celebrity
Archies. Listed one day ago, $20 Archie thongs, navy size 14. Now, see that map there? The circle looks to be around...
Are you going to hunt this woman down?
Get them back.
Do you know
she's
what,
a thief.
Though? You left them in the car park.
Yeah. I didn't leave them. They got stolen. It looks like, what's sort of between Kilkenny and Klemzig? It looks like sort of Prospect area.
If you hadn't said her name, we probably could have launched a sting operation and turned up to her house.
You should just buy them back. Buy them back.
I'm not paying for them. Are they bloody mine? What's his name? Grant Stevens. Right.
Oh, you're going to get police commissioner.
He comes on the show.
Well, he's got lots of busy things to do.
Steve-O, I need to sort this out. We need to track down who Melissa... There's a photo of her too.
Yeah.
She looks like a crook. Or do you reckon that's an alias photo?
You're going to defame her.
That's my bloody... That's them.
Well, we found them at least, so well done.
Right. Can we get her? How do you find her? Send her a message.
Beck will find her.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, I mentioned to you yesterday, and we're chatting about this, that my son Felix, the 11-year-old little master that he is, has got onto this thing called Temu.
Yeah.
Clearly, you guys are all familiar with it. I wasn't. Mm. And then we're getting all these packages sent to the house, and I'm going, Felix, what have I bought? And he goes, no, Dad, it's free.
Mm.
He said, nothing is free in life, mate. And I've discovered it's like Amway. If you get more and more people involved in Temu and signed up, Temu give you free stuff.
Yeah, it's all rubbish, though. My 12-year-old Frankie has ordered 26 items. So we said, what did your kid buy without permission? We had some ripper calls.
My beautiful 8-year-old decided to order up $150 worth of Pokemon cards.
My 7-year-old daughter, Miller, she was on Temu and spent $197. She bought slime, makeup brushes, thank you cards.
He purchased a $900 kayak from America. But here's the kicker. It was $1,300 delivery charge.
That's great. How good is that?
It would be hard to ship a kayak.
That is sensational.
We've had some voicemails as well, people calling in because it struck a chord with them.
Hey, Beck and Soda. My name's Carly. I was listening to you guys chatting about kids buying stuff online yesterday, and my 7-year-old daughter purchased a ringtone making app for her iPad. And when I found out, I was wild. The app was so annoying. It just constantly made annoying ringtones and dings and crazy frog type things.
Crazy frog, maybe.
What's a ringtone? Yeah. Cost, I wonder.
I have my phone on silent all the time. I don't even know what the ringtone is.
Kristen from Beverly.
Hey, Beck and Soda. It's Kristen. So I was listening to you guys yesterday, and my daughter went to the shops with my card and came home with a kitten. Oh, my God. I hate cats, and I'm allergic to them. So I have to look after this thing.
See, kids buying stuff without any permission. What about this one? So Ali said that her daughter bought a Taylor Swift album, right, by each song. So $2.19 per song online, is that right? So she bought every song at $2.19, but you could buy the whole album on iTunes for $10.
No.
So what's that, about $30?
Oh, wow.
$20-odd when they could have been for $10.
You can just listen to it for free, guys. What about Lee on Facebook? Her kid shouted all his mates at school, garlic bread from the canteen, $50 later.
What a ripper.
Coolest good kid in town,
what
though.
A great kid.
And the whole class has garlic bread.
Hang on, no, I've got you. This one wins. Tam, she has sent in that her kid, get this, bought a DeLorean. Now, do you remember what the DeLorean is?
Yeah, from Back to the Future.
It's the car. She paid
$30,000.
No. Bought the actual DeLorean. How good's that? Love it. Good on you, kids. Keep going. Keep buying.
Yeah.
Grab Mum and Dad's credit card.
No. Naughty Uncle Soda.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, it's a significant day because your eldest little one, Grace, is 21 today.
Well, I'm saying it's the 21st anniversary of me becoming a mother.
Yes, you are. Of course you are. Of course. It is a significant day for her. Key to the door. Well, she's taken the whole house, so she's not getting that.
It doesn't pay board.
We tried to call her, about 10 past six this morning?
Yeah, and her boyfriend stayed over last night, so I feel a bit uncomfortable about calling the boudoir.
Well, she wouldn't answer before because she's fast asleep. Can we try again?
Yeah. Come on.
We left her a very long voice message. All right, we'll try her again.
Girl.
Wake her up.
Grace. She's not going to be happy.
Come on. Let's get her going. So the boyfriend.
The person you are calling is
on,
not
Grace.
Available.
She keeps bouncing.
Please leave
us
a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
I don't know if you and Bram are still asleep or you're on the job, but George! For God's sake, can you answer the phone, Grace? Because we'd love to wish you a happy 21st. I reckon she's screening calls.
She's got my calls on. Yeah. Grace, she's not married and she's under our roof, so I'm sure that they are.
Yeah, but they're not
have
children.
A pillow between them.
They're 21. How old's Bram?
Well, he's 21 already as well.
Yeah, he's 21 already. I mean, people become parents at 18.
Yeah. I'm not ready to
they're
be a
fine.
Nana.
Well, you might be in 9 months' time because they're not answering the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Good morning from me.
Good morning, guys.
Let's
happy
make
birthday.
Beck and Nana today. Yeah.
So. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I got the magic in me. Magic Mark in the house, Beck.
Yeah, look, this is an incredible incredible skill. You've picked it up from a gypsy at the Fringe a few years ago.
I'm not sure that I'd describe the magician as a gypsy, but you can run with that.
So basically what he does, if you haven't heard it before, he asks three unrelated questions and can pick the model and the colour of your car. This is how it plays out.
Are you driving a Toyota Camry?
Yes.
Is it blue?
How did you get that? Yes.
Ford Mondeo.
You are kidding.
Is it grey?
Yes.
Are you driving a Kia Carnival?
Yes.
Is it white?
No way.
That's how it is, eh?
Look at the what green. Your teeth are blinding me with that smug grin over there.
Can I actually say that's actually quite remarkable? Right, we are onto it now.
You can't remarkable yourself, mate.
No, we say it's remarkable. You just...
We should call it remarkable magic. Remarkable, Mark. Okay. 131060 was the number you need to do, of course, if you are in your car. We've got Tammy on the line. G'day, Tam.
Hey, how you doing today?
I am feeling very magic. What about yourself? How are you doing?
Not too bad, sir. Silly o'clock in the morning.
It is silly o'clock. Now, Tam, what are you doing? You on your way to work or gym?
I am on my way to work today.
Okay. Beck, do you mind me asking Tam what she does as a job, or is that going too close to finding out information?
No, I'll allow it.
Okay, Tam, what do you do for work?
I work at a butcher's.
Oh, good on you. Beautiful. Yeah. What's your favourite cut?
I like a Scotch fillet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Tell me now, whereabouts are you at the moment driving? What area? What suburb?
Lower Light.
Lower Light. Oh, okay. And what road are you on at the moment?
I've just pulled off of Port Wakefield Highway.
Right. I know where you're doing. You're sort of near Dublin Way. Would that be right? Is that Lower Light?
Yeah, Lower Light's before Dublin, but okay. I'm heading to Dublin.
Right. So you've actually pulled over. You're not driving hands-free.
No.
Okay. Is that where you work, in Dublin?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to ask you three random questions. Actually, also, have we met before?
Oh, yeah, better clarify that.
Never met before.
Sure. Okay. Never met. Right, Tammy, my first question is, if you're on death row and you've done something really naughty, what would be your last meal?
Pizza.
What sort?
Probably a barbecue meat lovers.
Barbecue meat lovers. All right, just getting that
some
down.
Scotch fillet.
Yeah. Oh, could you stick a bit of, it's little nice chunks of Scotch fillet on it?
Sure, you could. Wouldn't be too hard to slice it finely.
Okay, barbecue meat lovers pizza. Love that. There's one for all the vegetarians. Cop that. Okay, question number two. Did you have a 21st birthday party?
No, I didn't.
Right, because Beck's daughter won't get out of bed at the moment. She's 21 today and there's a big party on Saturday. We're trying to have a chat to her to find out what's going on. So you missed out on the 21st party.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like I needed one.
Oh, that's okay. Gosh. All right, you don't regret not having one?
Not at all.
I wish my child was like that.
Okay. Well, I could imagine, Tammy, that it was probably only a couple of years ago because you sound very young. Oh, righto.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, question three. If you had to pick a favourite and get into one camp, would you be Roger Federer or Nick Kyrgios? Good boy, bad boy?
I like Nick Kyrgios.
Ooh.
I reckon he's pretty good to watch.
Right. So you go the bad boy.
Sure.
Okay, I like that. All right, so no 21st. You'd go to the bad boy, Nick Kyrgios, and a pizza, barbecue, meat lovers. I reckon that's everything I need. Beck, anything you'd like to check with Tammy?
No.
You comfortable with my questions?
Maybe she could come along to the 21st on Saturday.
Tammy, if you never had one, do you want to go to Beck's sister's 21st?
No. Okay. I've got a 6-year-old to look after at home.
Yeah, are trying to keep the numbers down, too, to be honest, Tammy.
It's okay, Tam, I knock back the invite too. Okay, right. Don't go anywhere. Stick around there. And I reckon I've got enough.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. I got the magic
in me. Magic Mark. He's back in the house.
Rightio, I have asked three random questions to Tammy from Lower Light. Tammy, you're still there?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Brilliant. You've just arrived at work?
Have, yes.
Okay, all right, Tammy. I will now tell you the colour and the make of your car. The three questions were, I asked you, if you're on death row, what would be your last meal of choice? And you went with what?
Barbecue meat lovers pizza.
Ooh, Beck, does that make you really tasty and hungry?
Well, you know that my favourite is vegetarian, so...
Yeah. Oh, good, you just have a boring margarita while Tammy and I really tuck into our pizza, our barbecue meat lovers. Did you have a 21st party? You said no, Tam.
No, I didn't.
That's all right. But you still had a great 21st birthday.
Absolutely, I did, yeah.
Awesome. And the final question I said, if you had to go into one player's camp, would it be Roger Federer or Nick Kyrgios? Good boy or bad boy? And you went with?
Nick Kyrgios.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. Beck, what about you? Would you go Nick Kyrgios or Roger Federer in terms of who you'd like to support?
I think Tammy and I are very different people. I don't like brats and bad sports. I would go with Federer.
Wow. See, clearly she likes a boring life, Tammy. She wouldn't even have meat
clearly,
on her pizza.
Clearly. You've got to have some excitement somewhere.
I've been telling her, Tammy. Right. Okay. I can work out. Now, you drive along Port Wakefield Road a bit. So I reckon your car would be something that's practical, because I imagine you do a few Ks and you hit a reasonable speed, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, you're not in like a little Toyota Yaris or anything like that,
no,
okay?
No.
Little Daihatsu Charade. You're in something a little more robust. Would that be correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, I'm going to go, Beck, with, I reckon, something that's not like your big four-wheel drive, but something that's capable, right?
Yep.
So maybe even a not hybrid as in
SUV.
Yeah, maybe SUV, but not quite your big one. So I'm going to go something a little left field. I reckon, are you in a Subaru?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, now, I am in a Subaru.
I'm telling you right now, it's either an Outback or a Forester. Right? It's one of those two. Mm-hmm. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Right. Beck, I'm going to run with a Subaru, Outback. I'm going to go in the Outback. Are you in a Subaru Outback?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Right. Now, Beck, what is the most common colour car on the road?
White.
Yeah, well, guess what? Tammy's not in a white car. Okay. Tammy, is your car a dark colour?
Yes, it is, yeah.
It's not black?
Not quite, no.
No, it's not navy blue?
No.
Is it like a sort of darker charcoaly grey?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Tammy.
How? That is crazy. And I'm in the middle of nowhere, so there's nothing to see me.
Look up above. Look up above. You're on candid camera, my friend. Well,
I see clouds.
How's that, Beck?
It's all in the mind's eye. As he said this morning, he is remarkable.
Good on you.
He is, absolutely.
Tammy, we're going to send you a limited edition Beck and Soda Sherpa Zip jumper designed by our friends at ORTC.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
It is my eldest daughter's 21st birthday today. It is the Festival of Grace.
Well, how long has she celebrated for over a period of time?
Well, it's sort of all this week, and I think it'll continue probably into early next week as well.
Now, just keeping in mind, when it's your birthday, you're an August baby.
Mm-hmm.
You celebrate your birthday across the whole month, and it's the Festival of Beck, the Festival of You.
It is, yeah. I get a month, she gets a week. Well, it is her 21st year. It's a big year for her.
So is this essentially your handing over attention from yourself to her for only 1 week?
Pretty much. Well, no, because the attention is also on me, because this is a milestone for me as a mother. Anyway, we've been trying to get her out of bed all morning. And Soda, I've not been happy that you have been inferring that the reason she hasn't been taking my call is that she might be celebrating with her boyfriend.
I didn't infer anything. You just told me that boyfriend Bram is at home with her.
Yeah.
And we've tried calling at 6 o'clock. We've tried calling at 7 o'clock, right? No answer.
Let's try again. She must be up now.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Here we go.
Hello.
Oh, at last. G'day, Grace.
Happy birthday. We've been ringing you all morning trying to get you out of bed.
Yes, very early.
Grace, what time do you normally get up?
Well, actually, the past 2 days I've got up at the same time as Mama.
But today, a little sleep in.
A birthday sleep in.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, 21. How cool.
Thank you. It is very cool. I feel very wise.
You are not at all wise, my friend. You weren't wise yesterday when you screamed at me to get out of your room while I've been planning your 21st for the last month, but that's okay. All is forgiven today.
We were trying to call you since 6 o'clock.
Mm.
No, I'm just checking.
Is my child you're talking to?
Is your boyfriend Bram just next to you there?
No, I'm actually out of bed, actually.
Right, where's Bram?
He's in bed still.
Right, because we couldn't get onto you guys, and I just said to Beck I didn't know whether, you know, you guys were up and about and just not quite ready to take a call yet.
No, I definitely sleep. I was actually on sleep mode.
Yes, I'm not ready to become a grandmother, Grace. This is what we're saying.
Grace, you're 21st. We've heard a lot about this. There's the outfit, the Taylor Swift-styled bodysuit that someone's made who makes wedding gowns and so forth.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
What sort of help has Mum been in putting this together? Has she been doing what you need her to do?
She has. She's done pretty much the whole thing. Hasn't been quiet about it.
Don't worry, we hear about it every day. Is there anything she's stuffed up yet?
No, not yet, but we'll see on Saturday.
My main communication from Grace has been like, pay this invoice, book this in. It's right. Been very transactional.
Well, Grace, you have a wonderful day and you enjoy yourself and don't worry about Mum on Saturday night. It's your show, not hers. Tell her to remember that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Grace.
Love you, Grace.
Righto.
All right, so the 21st is Saturday night. I want some cautionary tales. 13, 10, 60, what happened at the 21st?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can text us well on the Automasters text line 0488 52 107.
A disasters are great, right? Mm. Bit of controversy, perhaps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might have just had a really nice 21st that you love that you want to tell us about.
No, we want the juicy ones.
Good speeches.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We want to know what happened at the 21st. It's my daughter's 21st on Saturday night. I'm pretty nervous about it because her 18th went quite badly, ended with cops and vomit and me losing my mind, chucking kids out. It was messy. And I don't want Saturday night to end like that for me or for Grace.
Right. Is the 21st at your house? Sort of venue.
No, it's at a venue.
Right.
So and hopefully we can't.
Do you know all the kids that are coming? Have you sort of screened it?
No, not really. She did the guest list. She put a Facebook invite out. Oh, and I'm not on Facebook.
With the venue?
Yeah, with the address.
Oh, no. This has got disaster written.
This is
going to be terrible. God.
We've got some big burly security guards who will be there.
She's going to be the Corey Worthington. Remember that kid? She'll be Corey Worthington of Adelaide.
Oh, my goodness.
This is terrible. Now, but there's an issue with 21st because didn't you get yourself in trouble at your friend's daughter's 21st?
So a couple of months ago I went to this 21st and it was a Mamma Mia dress-up theme and I dressed up as Tanya. I don't know if you remember the character. She's kind of the cougar. She's the one who dances with all the young boys. When Does Your Mother Know comes on.
Yeah.
Now, Millie, whose 21st it was, has twin 18-year-old brothers. And because I was in character, when this song comes on, I assumed the character of Tanya and started...
This sounds like a lot of information and a BS story for what actually happened. Come on, what was it?
I was dirty dancing with the young boy.
What? They're 18.
I was unbuttoning shirts.
Hang on, with 18-year-old boys.
Age.
Yeah, what age? A young age? Hang on. So you were on the dance floor. Hang on. You were on their dance floor with 18-year-old boys.
In a gold Lurex onesie.
Oh, my God.
And a wig.
To this song.
It wasn't me, though. It was, Tanya, my alter ego.
Mate.
How irresponsible.
How inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
What did your friend say?
I woke up the next morning feeling a lot of anxiety about that.
Yeah. And
it was predatory behaviour.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh,
I will be avoiding the young boys on Saturday night because I will be there, not Tanya.
This sort of could need an investigation type behaviour.
All right. Can you
top
that? The Automasters text line is open. You can text us anytime. 0488 52 107.
I think there's some legal intervention required in this situation.
Yeah, we've got texts coming through already.
Gail has got to us on the Automasters text line, 0488 52 107. She drank way too much at her daughter's 21st. No, she didn't dance with 18-year-old boys, but she did get sent home in an Uber with an empty ice cream container to make sure that she looked after herself.
Oh, Mum, I don't want to be that person. And then Chad passed out at his 21st. He got stuck in the toilet. They had to remove the door to get him out.
Oh, no.
Good boy, Chaddy.
Oh, no. That's
right. 13, 10, 60. Yeah. What happened at the 21st?
Maybe something came out in the speech because they're real burns, the 21st speeches.
So was it both 18-year-old boys or just the one?
When ABBA comes on, I can't control.
Can you show
myself.
Us the dance now? Go on.
Look, I think you have some photos.
Oh, no, you didn't do that.
Don't do that.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
My daughter's 21st is Saturday night. We are hearing your 21st horror stories. If you go to the SAFM Instagram story, some pictures of not me but Tanya being a little bit suggestive to some young boys to this ABBA song.
The pictures are Beck dressed in a, I don't know, with a wig and stuff,
yeah,
harassing 18-year-old boys. Actually, can we put a warning on it? Because, no, it's actually disturbing. Do you know, look, you can have a bit of fun in that, but what are you, 40-odd? And they were 18-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And you sort of zipping their shirt. Oh, it was, seriously, it's it was just so wrong.
A little bit of champagne and a little bit of character. I was in character.
It's like Cougar Town.
It was. Look, I'm not proud of it. Oh. So we asked on 13 10 60, what happened at the 21st? Ann just called in from Golden Grove. Good morning.
Morning.
What happened, Ann?
Well, I remember I saved up all this money for my 21st, which was on a Saturday night, 9 days before Christmas. I rang the week before, and then they double booked my 21st with a Christmas party.
No.
Yeah, they did. And it was a 40-degree day. We lost the entire balcony. And what really crushed me is I remember I saw people from the Christmas show coming into the 21st, and stealing my food. And I remember going back out and stealing it from them. And one of them even had a go at me over it.
And it was your food to start with, Ange?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you probably paid about $20 per head as well, Ange. That would really annoy me.
Righto, Sammy is joining us. So, Sammy, what happened at the 21st?
Oh, this was years ago, because I'm old now. Port Pirie I lived, and we had a complete town blackout. So luckily, all the speeches and all that were done by candlelight. And so they couldn't see my embarrassing face of all the things that I got up to when I was younger. It was like, well, you know, like stage diving, and every time a band would come on, I'd be up on stage. But yeah, it was the best night ever by candlelight.
Oh, but you would have had your outfit and your makeup and no one could see you.
Yeah, who cares? It was the best. They couldn't see what I was getting up to.
Oh, good on you, Sammy. Well done. What about this one that's come through on our Facebook by Brandon? So he was having his 21st. The mates organised a keg. Love a barrel for your 21st. Yep. That's great. Yep. They also had the Red Bull and the Jaeger for the Jaeger bombs and that, right? So him and his mates, while they were waiting for everyone to get there, started just hammering through a few Jaeger bombs, right? Then they got a bit of courage up and thought, we're going to play some drinking games.
Uh-oh.
So about 20 people had got there. So it was still early days into the event, right? So Brandon's decided there's a little area in the corner of the backyard where they use for the toilet to go and have a wee. So he's gone over there. He's absolutely half cut.
Yeah, right? Responsibly.
He's gone over there early on and he spewed up while he was having a wee. He passed out, smacked his head, fell into everyone's wee and his spew, and then woke up the next day naked in his bed. Missed his 21st.
Oh, no.
Good boy, Brandon.
Yeah.
Don't try that at home. No, kids, no. Ever.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Luxe upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.